Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head coach Brett Chapel, Chad Upton here, as the Black Bears. Big win last night over North Henderson. I, you know, got to feel like that last night's win was just as big, really, in so many ways as the week before against Tuscola. And, coach, you're able to get your players up again for another big one. And, again, what looked like, you know, really tough situation this time a couple of weeks ago, it seems like all the opportunities are right back out there in front of you right now. Got to feel real good about where your football team stands right now.
We had some, you know, things go our way last night, obviously, with the game that we had. But, you know, Tuscola was able to beat West Henderson as well, which is something we needed to happen. And, you know, those things took place, obviously, with us winning and them winning also. But puts us back in the race a little bit. So excited to be where we're at, and hopefully we can finish out these last two games and, you know, still looking to try to get that number one seed out of the 3A bracket for our conference. And, you know, that's the goal for us right now. And, you know, we have to take care of our own business. We know how big this game is coming up, just as much as it was this past week with North. And, you know, Smokey's a good team. Yeah. You know, we scrimmaged against Swain earlier in the year and thought they were a very good team. And, you know, Smokey beat those guys. So we know we'll have our hands full, you know, as we go over there and play. And it just seems to me, even the teams that I had when I coached at East, we just never did travel to Smokey and play very well. I don't know for what reason, but we'll have to bring our A game tomorrow.
Daniel Van Varenberg again, another terrific night, still getting a lot of carries, still churning out a lot of yards. I think it was up over 130 yards last night again, and just so elusive and just so I don't know what the word is really, but you know, just being able to rely on him every single night, that's what we've seen all season long, and he's been such a spark for us.
You know, I thought we were very balanced last night. Offense, we had 170 yards in the first half, had 173 in the second half, 343 total, 22 first downs. You know, Daniel had 139 yards rushing. Houston had 106 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, Christian, Isaiah, Trey, all four had receptions. And, you know, I want to brag a little bit about Isaiah last night. You know, we finally got to see that kid that had so much success early on in his career. Just had a really good rushing game right there in the fourth quarter. You know, just really, really ran the ball hard. Didn't have the attitude that we had seen. Didn't get any penalties. And just really pleased with him. Obviously had a great game on the defensive side as well. You know, that scoop and score, and you know, probably had the best game of his career so far, and certainly just you know, tickled to death for him.
That was the difference maker. It felt like that again, off that fumble after that big hit, and he was able to get into the end zone. It felt like the momentum changed for the rest of the night after that score, and everything just sort of went our way from there on out. Didn't you feel the same way?
I did, and I really, you know, we wanted to be physical. That was one of the things that we had saw from them, you know, in previous films, is how physical they were up front, and I thought we matched that. I thought our front did a really good job, and Michael, it was really good to see him, you know, back burying people last night. You know, we kind of laughed around in the coach's office, and we nicknamed him. We might nickname him the Undertaker. Yeah. He just buries people.
Yeah.
You know, I'd hate to be on the other end of some of those. But he just does a really good job when he gets his hands on you, and you know, it helps our backs. And again, you know, both our tailbacks had a lot of yards rushing last night. You know, like I said, Isaiah had 63, yeah, and V had 139. So you're up over, you know, 200 with your two tailbacks. So you know, that's good to see.
What was the mood of the team this week after that win over Tuscola? They were able to refocus pretty quickly on what they had to do this week after beating Tuscola last week.
I thought we did. I thought our guys did a really good job. You know, practice was pretty smooth. JV's, you know, obviously were down there with us too, and felt like they were, you know, just as good, you know, in their practice as well in our preparation. We were a little bit flat coming out Thursday,
yeah,
but I thought they woke up pretty quick, and, you know, we kind of rebounded there. But two really good wins this week, and, you know, 2 weeks to go in the regular season.
You want to certainly avoid slow starts, and I said that before the game, and that certainly wasn't the case last night. You were able to get off to that quick start and get that first score. That was pretty important for your football team too, wasn't it?
It was, and, you know, a long consuming drive. You know, we were really efficient on third downs.
Yeah.
Felt really good about that. Defensively, you know, we gave up 129 yards in the first half, and, you know, really made some good adjustments. Ricky and those guys, I can't brag about them enough, especially these last few weeks. You know, went from 129 in the first half to 57 in the second half. Just did a really good job. And, you know, people don't understand it too. A lot of that goes, you know, back towards offense too, when we're keeping time of possession.
Yeah.
Keeping their offense off the field. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, Fricky, we're sitting here telling you that he loves seeing that offense grinded out and keeping their North's offense off the field last night, because they had some good playmakers. You know, we knew that they could score quickly. And just thought we did a really good job keeping them in check.
Time of possession is such a big stat. You had a drive, second drive of the game last night, for 7 minutes. You had another drive, your second drive of the night in the second half was almost 7 minutes as well. And particularly in the fourth quarter, it felt like that their defense was on the field the entire time. And when you're able to, and again, I think that's such a big stat, when you're able to keep the football away from the opposing team's offense, particularly one I think likes to throw the football around, that gives you such an advantage. And you could tell that fatigue was really setting in, and you guys were able to impose your will, particularly defensively in the second half, because of that.
Well, it's frustrating, you know, being on that other side.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on that sideline before, and, you know, being, you know, having a spread offense like we've had in the past, and, you know, just not be able to get the ball back, you know, not be able to get enough opportunities at it. And it becomes frustrating, you know, as a coach. So, you know, people look at us, you know, this year offensively, and we're not a real flashy team. We want to keep the ball away from you and have long drives, and, you know, that's what we're about right now. And certainly I felt like we had our way with it last night. Obviously, they had some turnovers, but really pleased with our kids and how they took advantage of the opportunities. You know, even though you get those turnovers, you still got to turn them into points, and I thought our guys did a really good job with that. Like I mentioned, Isaiah had a scoop and score. Trey had a scoop and score on a punt. You know, just great job up front again. And low in penalties. You know, we only had 3 penalties last night for 20 yards. So I thought, you know, overall, coming off a big win like we did and all that emotion, I thought our guys settled in good and had a really good ball game last night.
How cognizant would you say your team has been in the last 2 weeks of understanding the necessity to get these two wins here to give you chances to have home playoff games? Is that something in the back of their mind?
You know, something that we talk about, you know, each week about, you know, where we're at in the season, what our goals need to be, what we're still striving for. You know, obviously we want a home playoff game if we can get it. You know, again, just felt like our kids came out with some urgency from the beginning. And I think that's something that has showed really the last 2 weeks from all season. You know, even though we may not get points, you know, we want that ball on the kickoff, and we want those long drives. And I think we've been able to do that the last 2 games.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Coach, we were just talking just a moment ago, again, really owned the first half and had that significant lead in the first half, and then just kept pouring on in the second half. And we talked about time of possession just a little bit ago. They felt like, it looked like to us, that, you know, what they were trying to do offensively, they were very disrupted. And then when you look at the stats from the second half, you know, total yardage for North after the first half, it was relatively even, but in the second half, really shut them down. They only had I have them down for 186 yards of total offense. Just not able to do much, particularly in the second half. And the word that I used was that they looked demoralized, especially after you carry that pretty big lead into the locker room. And I thought that was a big deal, to be able to take that multi-score lead into the locker room like that, because, you know, there wouldn't be necessarily the sense that they can come back and win. And we saw that really come to fruition in the second half, as you guys just kept pouring it on defensively. And that defense is what's been, in, you know, game in and game out right there all season long for you.
Well, I think you look at it, one of the things that happened again, just like last week, we scored right there before halftime.
Yeah.
You know, with just, you know, seconds on the clock, got another score on. And certainly that helps your momentum going in. Obviously, they got the ball to start at second half. But, you know, felt good about going in at halftime with the lead that we did. You know, talking about some other things, specialties. Team Bryce really had a good night. Kickoffs, you know, numerous times they were having a fair catch, was getting a good high kick for us. And, of course, Tanner had the 35-yard field goal and clanged the other one off, you know, the upright, and had a chance to get that one as well. And that was a, you know, sad to say, but that was a pretty pitiful field. You know, we came off of it and we were filthy, and it was a dry night and dust everywhere, and we ended up washing jerseys twice last night because it was just so bad. And, you know, I've been there on that end, and then, you know, feel for those guys because I know that's not something that they like to have good facilities like we do, but that was a pretty rough situation on the field last night.
Do you think that – and I asked about that. Is Henderson County anywhere closer to getting the artificial surface?
I don't think they are. You know, after I talked to Coach Dinwiddie, they were talking about doing some other things after the season was over with, and, you know, resodding some places pretty much from the 20 to the 20 and obviously on the sidelines. So, unfortunately not, you know we are very blessed to have what we have here, and certainly, you know, coming from that county like I did, you know, I kind of know a lot about the ins and outs of those fields and all of those things. But, you know, I know it's frustrating for those guys. I know they would love to see it, and those kids deserve it too. You know, I wish at one time they would those county commissioners and school board members would push for that because they really need it in that county.
You mentioned special teams a moment ago. The last couple of weeks seems like we've seen those kickoffs right in that no man's land. And that's, you know, they're starting at the 25-yard line every single time, not really having an opportunity to return the football. That's worked out well for us, hasn't it?
It has. You know, I was listening to the game last week. We kind of went back and watched it on the internet, and the guy from the rivalry series, you know, after we had scored there late, the field goal to tie it up to go into overtime, we had to kick off, and I remember the guy saying, well, surely he is going to kick deep this time, and they don't want to give him the ball at the 35-yard line. And I was like, he hadn't watched a lot of film, because their kickoff return guy has returned two for touchdowns this year. There was no way we were going to kick deep to them. So, you know, obviously there's a plan in place, and I thought Bryce did a really good job for us last night.
Go back and just touch on a little bit. We saw a couple guys get nicked up a little bit, Jesse being one of those. Coming out of last night, what's the call as far as injuries go?
You know, Jesse had a little bit of an ankle issue. I think he'll be fine. Drayton busted up an elbow a little bit. The other one, opposite of the brace, I was aggravating him. I said, we're going to put two braces on you.
He's going to look like Iron Man out there.
But I think we're okay coming out of it. You know, JV-wise, got an MRI on Justin Davis on a shoulder injury, and unfortunately we lost him. Ended up breaking a collarbone, so that's our second one to both our big receivers. I told those guys, I said, we're going to have to teach you guys how to get tackled, because all of them are happening when they're getting tackled and coming out on their shoulders. But, you know, no surgery required, so good for him, and he'll be back in a couple of weeks, and, you know, we'll get started with him in the spring and weightlifting and all of those things.
And you look at, again, we talked a little bit earlier about Isaiah and really being a spark force on that scoop and score, but I want to go back to the point, and you mentioned this already. I think a lot of what we saw, particularly in terms of those turnovers, were caused by physical play. You guys were hitting and hitting hard last night and forcing those turnovers, and that worn North down. And that's something that you can continue building on. I think going into Smoky next week and then finishing up with Brevard as being a calling card. But the physical play last night, I think, very directly gave us those two scores, 14 points, two defensive scores that we had last night.
I thought we were quick to the ball. Yeah. I thought we moved really well last night. And you were talking about the physical play. It all starts up front with us. You know, those linemen up front, you know, the things that they help us create, the lanes for Daniel and, of course, Isaiah and Michael, and even Houston. Houston scrambled last night and had some, you know, good plays for us as well. But it was just a really good job up front. I felt like our kids took it as a challenge. They had a couple of really good defensive linemen. Number 70 was one of them. And, you know, we really had to keep an eye about where he was at. And sometimes we like to go at him with some plays, and sometimes we like to go away from him. But just felt like it was a good job overall up front.
Did they do anything any different than what you had seen so far this year on film?
No, they didn't. You know, they walked up a linebacker every once in a while and felt like that was something that we were going to get, especially when we had Michael Stem to the tight end side. And, you know, that's pretty much what we got. You know, we found a couple of things in there that worked well for us. And, you know, obviously those first halves is always about trying to see what works and make adjustments as you go. And, you know, there was a couple of little things that we went in there and were able to find. The pass covers that they had was different than we've seen all year. We had seen it on film, but it kind of limited our pass plays and what we could do. But I thought, you know, for the most part, Houston took advantage of those things. Took a couple of shots downfield. No picks last night, so we were certainly pleased with that as well.
Were you trying to open things up a little bit because of that with going out to the spread with the four wide receiver sets?
You know, we've had some success with that the last couple of weeks. Felt like it was something we probably need to try to get in a little bit more. You know, when you get that, you lose another blocker in the box.
Yeah,
actually,
right.
Two, because you take your fullback and your tight end out. So, you know, we got to be able to protect when we get in those situations. And I thought we did a really good job with that on the protection. And gave Houston some time and, you know, again, give our kids a chance to make some plays out in open field.
Is there anything else that you put in at this point in the year in terms of offensive packages that maybe we hadn't seen?
No, I mean, we've got about everything in. You know, added another little wrinkle last night and had a little bit of a heavier package we went in. And as we got down the goal line, and unfortunately we went backwards a couple of times
right.
on it, but felt good about the blocking up front. I thought we had the plays that we had called and, you know, muffed a snap, and of course had one that jumped off sides, but you know, again, it was just something we were looking at, and as we continue to push forward and trying to have enough in, you know, at each situation, you know, a goal line situation or a short yardage situation, you want to make sure you got the best personnel in to try to get those attempts.
We called that the wild parrot last night. Split it up with a wildcat with them back there.
That may be exactly what we need to call it, I guess.
Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Again, Pisgah last night, big win over North, and you know, we were really rooting for Tuscola. Don't do that very often, but we were rooting for Tuscola. They got the shutout win last night, 21-0. Real quick, I'll go over some of those scores from last night. Again, Asheville over Robertson, 28-21. North Buncombe losing only by two to Irwin last night, 36-34. Reynolds, 63-6 over McDowell. Smoky Mountain, a two-point win over Brevard, 28-26. Again, some of the teams we want to start looking at that will most likely be in our bracket. East Gaston, a win over North Gaston last night, 56-47. Ashbrook over Forest View, 32-21 last night. Crest winning 48-0 over East Rutherford. Drawn beat Burns by one, 14-13 last night. Madison over Avery, 28-23. Butler, this was an interesting score because it was so big. Butler, 76-7 over Porter Ridge last night. Piedmont, a winner, 34-24 over Marvin Ridge. And again, Mountain Heritage beating Mitchell last night, 41-27. And then finally, like we mentioned just a little bit ago, Concord over West Rowan, 17-10. A bit of an upset as West Rowan, I think, hadn't lost a football game yet. Freedom, 54-0 over High Brighton. South Point winning over Lake Norman Charter, 48-0. Swain beating Rosman last night, 28-21. And you know, again, just looking at those games, that, you know, West Rowan losing was, you know, we'll play into some things too. And we really needed that Tuscola win over West Henderson. Really threw things back into our favor in terms of the 3A going forward, didn't it?
It did. You know, it was something that we, kind of like you said, we very rarely pull for them, but that's mm-hmm. one situation we needed them to win and to get West, and they did that. And, of course, their JVs won, too. West JVs won Thursday night and beat their JVs, which was a little bit of a surprise, too. So, you know, listening to the scores, you know, the one big one that really stands out to me was the Mountain Heritage and the Mitchell score. I had talked to both Joey Robinson at Heritage and Travis Pittman at Mitchell, both those head coaches that I know real well, going into that game. And what a great scene that must have been in Burnsville last night with all the people that were there. And, you know, congratulations to Joey. That was a big win for his program. And, you know, I hate that for Travis. I know they were undefeated up to that point and, you know, trying to get that conference championship. But I thought Joey's bunch sounded like they came out really fast. I think they went up like 33 mm-hmm. to nothing. And then Travis and them fought back and got it closer in the second half. But, you know, some interesting scores, obviously, that came out last night. A couple other things, you know, I want to make sure to mention. Josh Wilson, tight end for us, had surgery on Thursday. You know, he's at home recuperating right now. So things went well on the surgery. Unfortunately, they got to go back in and do a second one here in a couple of weeks and fix one more thing. So hopefully they'll get that taken care of. And
did they see that in the first surgery? They already know it going to
Once they got in there, you know, the piece of cartilage that had tore off, you know, they were looking at being able to restitch that. And unfortunately, it was busted up pretty bad, the cartilage itself.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to go in and use some other stuff here in a couple of weeks to get that fixed. But, you know, the outcome is still good. It just might be a little bit longer on the rehab. Also, if you get a chance, anybody from our community, and you're going towards Hendersonville and you get a chance to eat at the Chick-fil-A out there, make sure to thank those people out there for us. We got in a little bit of a bind yesterday. I'm going to call it lack of communication. And our pregame meal didn't get taken care of, and so we were scrambling about 3:15 trying to figure out where we were going to go eat at and all of those things, and, of course, fighting the traffic. And Mr. Joel Benson, the owner of the Chick-fil-A out there on at the Walmart Plaza, took really good care of us.
Yeah.
You know, did not charge us for our food last night.
Wow.
For all of our team, for 70 of us.
Wow.
And just phenomenal by that organization. And again, you get a chance to go out there and make sure to thank them for, you know, for the Pisgah High School, because that was phenomenal on their part.
Yeah, that's the Chick-fil-A right there off that exit just below the high school. We actually ate there, and Chuck and Ron and I had just gotten in there as you guys were pulling out. And I was thinking to myself, why are they eating out? But it's so nice for them to take care of you guys that way and do what you need to do. And hopefully everything worked out well on that deal. I want to go back to what we're talking about as far as the schedule, too. You know, you're going in next week to your third game of this three-game road trip. Have you seen that take any toll on us as far as not being able to play at home in so long?
No, you know, it was, I think, last night. John, and you have to tell me, last night was the first grass game for us, wasn't it? Yeah, we haven't been on grass since the scrimmages.
Right.
In a year.
Right.
And, you know, that was – you try not to think about things like that, but it's always little things. You know, I mentioned Tanner last night and missing that one field goal. You can tell with your kickers because it's got a little bit higher fluff on that grass than it does on that turf. And, you know, Tanner even told me, he said, "Coach, I just can't hit it right. Just can't get the right placement on it." And, you know, it's different, you know, when you go from turf to grass. But I thought as far as the game itself, I thought our kids did a really good job with it. And, you know, thankfully for us, we had the lucky bounces last night.
You split your practices this week again on both the natural and the artificial surface.
We had one practice on grass this week, and the rest of the time we were on the turf. We'll be, you know, probably be on the turf more this week. I know we got a chance of rain coming in, so just makes for better practices, even if we got some rain, you know, as far as the footing and stuff like that.
All right, so. At what point do you begin? Obviously, got to take care of business next week and then following with Brevard. At what point do you start really paying attention to what teams are doing in the rest of the what would be the Western region, to have an idea of what's going on?
You know, I think each year is different. Obviously, with this team, we have – or let me back up. I haven't taken the time and looked in great detail about it. Some of our other coaches will kind of report back to me and just say, "This is what we're seeing right now."
Yeah.
But I've not, and I've tried to encourage our team not to. We're worried about the next game,
sure,
getting to that point. And, you know, after that Brevard game's over with on that Saturday, those brackets will come out, you know, Saturday evening after lunchtime, and we will go from there. And it's kind of an exciting time,
sure,
to sit there and wait for that. So, you know, we'll sit back and let all that unfold, but we know we've still got two games to take care of. And Smoky Mountain's the first one. You know, I remember going over there 2 years ago and had a chance to win that ball game at the end and couldn't seal the deal. And you know, I can remember a sign, and I've told our kids, I remember a sign that they had up in their student section that said, your town stinks and so does your football team. And I remember that. And I will certainly echo that to our kids this week. You know, that's something that you just remember, little things like that. And, you know, I had one of our cheerleader girls had sent me a message there on the face or on the email from last week's game. And then you think of the you know, Milltown and all the things that we've done. And, you know, she had posted something on there that I saw that I really liked, and she had put, you know, Milltown on there, and she said, the sweet smell of victory.
Yeah.
And so there's different ways you can look at it. Certainly we're proud of where we're from, but, you know, I'll make sure to make that a point of emphasis next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
All right, Coach, so we go into this week against Smoky Mountain. Again, just looking, you know, schedule-wise, they're still a pretty dangerous team. They've got five wins right there. They're 5-4 overall, 3-2 in the conference now. Still a very, very dangerous team. We got to go to Sylvan and play them before finishing up with Brevard. So, again, still got our work cut out for us to finish the deal here.
You know, had a chance to see them on film, obviously all the way back to the Swain game that they won.
Yeah.
Very, very big up front. Very physical. Offense is a lot like ours. Different sets, but very methodical and long drives. Obviously, they beat West as well. It's a big concern for us. Obviously, we want to get out fast like what we have the last 2 weeks. Make sure we get started off on the right foot and make sure we keep that drive going all the way through the game. And hopefully everything will come out good on that end. But very important game for us, and a very good football team. You know, Coach Napert, I have a lot of respect for, does a really good job with his offensive sets and doing those things. He's got Jamie Eckstein back, was one of his coaches a few years ago, came back on staff and is running the offense for him again. And I think they're a better football team. And we all have to remember this bunch that is seniors, when they were eighth graders, and I know you know you don't look back and try to translate a lot of the success, but that year's eighth graders was the ones that won that conference, went undefeated. I don't think nobody even got close to them hardly. And these guys are seniors. They've got all of those kids back out playing, so it's not surprising that they've had some success, and certainly we will have to play really well next week.
And again, JV squad, again, we got a couple minutes here. JV squad continues to play very well. Another big win this week, and they're a couple of wins away from having an undefeated season. And you got to be excited about that bunch, both right now and what they mean for us in the future.
Absolutely. You know, those guys have done a good job. They've had to deal with some injuries, obviously losing Cameron Walker and now Justin Davis. And, you know, Justin didn't play Thursday night. And, you know, we've had to have some young kids step up, some freshmen. And, you know, it's just been a really good job of rallying for those guys. And, again, it starts up front for us there as well. I think Coach Preston's done a really good job, you know, with the JV line and the varsity line. You know, he does both of them and on that offensive side. And just felt like they've done a really good job there. And it's good to see us have some success at that level. And, you know, two games from being undefeated season. Mm-hmm. I don't know the records here. Maybe you do. I don't know the last time that we've had a
I don't remember.
JV team
and yeah, I don't remember in my time. Last time I remember, maybe, would have been right around 2003, 2004 when the state final or the regional final team, I believe, might have been that year. So it's been quite some time. But, yeah, I got to be real excited about them. And folks still have an opportunity to see them play. They'll be at home this week.
One more home game here Thursday with the JVs. Get a chance to see them against Smoky and then travel to Brevard on the last one. And, you know, the rallying cry for us on theirs is finish the deal. You know, finish the deal. You guys have worked hard to get to this point. Let's make sure we finish it out and have that undefeated season and win that conference. That's the goal for us.
Certainly expect to have a good crowd over in Silva next week. If you can't do that, certainly welcome to join us here. 6:30 airtime at the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock our game call, and then we'll be right back here again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.